Hare Krishna. Renunciation is not for deprivation, but for connection and satisfaction. Some people feel that when we renounce things, we'll be depriving ourselves of things. And yes, it is true that we do feel deprived when we give up something. But we have to understand that not just how renunciation feels, but what is its purpose. If we focus only on the deprivation part, then we will never be able to adopt renunciation. And for example, if say a diabetic patient is told to renounce sugar, the purpose of telling them to renounce sugar is not just to make them, to deprive them of the taste of sweet food. The purpose is to help them get back their health. And if they are always thinking about what they have given up, they will never be able to give it up for long. But if they think about what they are going to get, oh, I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to be able to function much better in my life, then they will be able to give up that sugar. So similarly, when we practice spiritual life, we are told that certain anti-devotional, anti-spiritual indulgences have to be renounced. And if we have been habituated to them for long, we may feel that giving them up, oh, I can't do that, I'm so deprived. But we need to know what is the purpose of renunciation. The purpose is connection. Connection with who we are and connection with whose we are. We are at our soul spiritual beings. And as spiritual beings, as Atma, as souls, we are Sat Chit Ananda. Ananda, joyfulness, is a part of our very nature. And this nature can be connected, can be realized when we connect with the whole whose part we are. Bhagavata 15.7 says, Mamaivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhutaha Sanatana, that all living beings are eternally the parts of Krishna. So to the extent we focus on this reality, okay, I'm going to realize and relish my own blissful nature. I'm going to be connected with the all attractive supreme being who is the source of all happiness. To the extent we focus on that purpose, renunciation will not seem like deprivation. We'll focus on the connection and we'll start relishing satisfaction. Krishna also talks about how we need to avoid this negative focus. He says in 2.59 and 60 that Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha asavarjam rasopyasya param drishtvani vartate. He says if you just try to give up the sense objects, the taste remains and we feel like craving. And then that craving pulls us down. Yatato yapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manaha. Even if we strive to control ourselves, but still senses will pull us down. Why? Because when we feel deprived, we will do anything to get what we are feeling deprived about. But then how will we sustain the renunciation? That Krishna tells in the next verse, 2.61. Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta asita matparaha vashehi asya indriyani tasya pragya pratishthita. He says, in this way, if you control your senses, but the focus is on matparaha, fixing your consciousness on me, then you will become peaceful. Then you will succeed in controlling the senses. So for us, we can focus on hearing about Krishna, learning about Krishna conscious philosophy, associating with devotees who relish higher spiritual happiness. And by that, we will be able to get satisfaction. When that purpose of connection and the experience of satisfaction comes, then renunciation no longer feels like deprivation. Then it becomes sustainable. And gradually, as the connection becomes stronger and stronger, then it becomes even relishable. Because we focus not on what we have given up, but on what we have got. The all-attractive supreme, who is the source of unending happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.